Hello.
Yeah, this is Lake. Did you request a call back from Elite 14 VIP?
Yes, I have a problem. My name is Catherine Palumbo. You want my Gmail account number, my Gmail account? Maybe that's how you look it up.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about Elite 14, and I get in charge every month, and it says VIP order. $49.99, $41.99 since March, April, May, June, July. I haven't been checking my statements and I was doing it yesterday. I said, what the heck is this? I have no idea what it is.
No, you're fine. What's your shipping zip code?
11779.
First and last name.
Catherine Palumbo.
Okay. And then verify your address for security purposes.
Sure, 300 Parkwood Street, Ronkonkoma, New York, 11779.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for a VIP. Hold on, let me go back. This is for a VIP proactive repair and per eyes. It looks like you already canceled this out and they gave you a total of 3 refunds. One was
They're
$22.49.
taking it out of my bank account.
No, this is not for leggings. This is for the proactive repair and the eye revitalizer. And you canceled this out. Let's see. Oh, this was all the way back in oh my God, this was back in 2019.
Okay, so then I don't know what's going on because I keep on getting charged every month from Elite 14.
Now this is for Elite 14, but the account that's pulling up for you is saying proactive repair and eye revitalizer. And it shows this was canceled and got 3 refunds on the account.
What am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do.
I
This
know. Hold on, let me see if I can put
seems
the credit card
terribly
number in.
wrong.
Let
It's
me see something.
March,
Hold
April,
on.
May, June, July, and August.
Okay, give me the credit card that they're billing you on. Give me the first 6 and the last 4, and let me see if I can pull those charges up for
Hold
you.
on, let me go get it.
Okay, you're fine.
Oh, this is crazy. Oh, shit. Don't know where my purse is. The last two numbers, old. Hold on, let me find my card. I'm sorry, could you hold on a minute?
Oh, no, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay, it's my debit card. Okay, the number is 5108 0501 5661 1316.
Okay, let me type that in and see if I
Is
can pull
that
up
it?
something for
Wait a
you.
minute, wait a minute, let me.
Okay. Is that the right one?
Yeah, that's my credit. That's my bank card. It's got to be that one.
Right, give me a second. It's just spinning here.
Yep, even here. August 27th, Elite 14. $49.99. Each month is 41 or 49.
Just still spinning here.
Yes.
You know how these computer systems are. They just take their poor time. Yeah, but y'all gonna say, yeah, this, yeah, normally, yeah, the Elite 14, that it should pull up for the leggings. It's never pulled up for the eye and face cream. That's kind of weird. Let's see what
This
it
is
says here.
every month. Every month is coming out.
All
I
right, I
haven't
think
seen
this
it
is
like.
you. Okay, so I have it pulled up now. So okay, yeah, it looks like here it's showing two for 24 promotion for $28.99. So you're saying that you never went on to Elite 14 VIP
No.
and signed up to get leggings
No.
from every month?
No.
That's
I
weird.
have not. I receive nothing. I get nothing. That's what I'm saying. But I haven't checked my. I don't.
No, you would have to go online to sign it for, and then they would have to ship it to you. So So have you signed up like through an ad, Facebook, or anything?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
They keep on taking it out on me, like I said, every month.
Well, whoever signed up or hacked you, what they did is they put your information in. It's at first you pay $28.99, and then you get two legs, which you have to go online. But if you don't cancel it, it turns into an auto ship. And they'll bill you each month for $49.99 because you're supposed to be going online ordering the leggings. But if you're saying you didn't do it,
no.
I'll have to get you canceled and transfer you to the fraud department. Have you called your bank or credit card, or did you just call us first?
No, I called you, so I'm going to call my
okay.
bank now, I guess.
No, you're fine. We'll get it handled for you. Give me 1 second. Just let me get everything canceled out, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. So does somebody else have all your information besides you?
No. Unless they went in the they hacked me, I don't know.
You're right. That's probably. Do you order things online?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they probably hacked you that way. That's how they get most people.
Oh my God. I have to start checking my bank statements. I don't even check.
Oh yes, I know. You could have been caught this months ago. Jesus, well, I'm glad you finally caught it.
I won't even tell my son who'll kill me all these months.
Don't do it, no.
That's what happens when you get old.
Look, believe it or not, if they're younger, they still do it, too. Trust me.
Leggings. I've received no leggings. I've received nothing, so I don't even know what that's about.
Yeah, you're right. Because what they probably did was what they'll do is they'll hack your account. They'll run it through your information first just to see if you have money on the card. And then they'll, you know, try to send it to you. But in your case, they can't send it because you have to go online to purchase it. So that's why you never receive anything. But then they'll try to just, like, use your card for, like, online purchases. Yeah, so that's basically, yeah, what they ended up, what they'll do. So have you checked it to see, so is this the only thing that you see on the account?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'm going to check my other cards, too, because now I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, you better check everything. And like you said, once you get this handled with the fraud, once they refund it, then just, you know, get your card changed and just make sure you keep a check on it, like, for all your transactions.
Should I call my card now or wait for the refund?
No. Handle it with us first and then just wait on it. Now, for some reason, if you don't get it, you call them and then check on it. And then if you, like, never get it, then you can call them if you want to. But no, just let us handle it for you first. Give me 1 second. Hold on, let me go back and put this 8-8-4-3-0-5. Okay, let me get you transferred over to the fraud department. Let's see, I don't.
So I just tell them everything I told you?
Yes. I mean, they already have it. But, yeah, you can just let them know that you didn't sign up. You haven't received anything. You just checked your bill. Yeah, you don't know what's going on here. All right, just one moment.
It's canceled, the account, though? Will they cancel it?
Yeah, you want to write down the cancellation number before I transfer you over if you want to. That's fine.
Yes.
All right, the number is going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 884
305. Now, if I get disconnected, is that a number I could call back or the same one?
Yeah, just call. If you get disconnected, just call the same number back and just tell them that you're calling in to file fraud.
Ford, okay. All right, and your name again?
My name is Laken. It's Laken.
Thank you so much, Laken.
You're so welcome.
This is crazy.
I know. Make sure you start to either get that online banking where anytime someone uses your card, you use it, they'll send it to your phone and your balance and what was taken off your card. So that way you can keep up with it.
I do that to the bank. I do that to the bank.
Yeah, whenever you call them, just tell them you want to sign up for online banking. You'll go online and sign up for it, and then every time you sign up, I mean, like pay for something, it'll just come to your phone, text message.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
This is a lot of money.